Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 672 slide. Visible translated text is as follows, in the presence of Mr. J.V. Darley and Mr. Herbert Schiff. I told him that I expected that he had seen what had happened at the pencil factory by reading the newspapers and knew all the details. He said he didn't read the newspapers and didn't know the details, so I sat down and gave him all the details that I could, and in addition I told him something which Mr. Darley had that afternoon communicated to me, viz., that Mrs. White had told him that on going into the factory at about 12 o'clock noon on Saturday, April 26th, she had seen some Negro down by the elevator shaft. Mr. Darley had told me this, and I just told this to Mr. Scott. After I told Mr. Scott all that I could, I took him around the building, took him first back to the metal room, and showed him the place where the hair had been found, looked at the machinery and at the lathe, looked at the table on which the lathe stands, and the lathe bed and the floor underneath the lathe, and there wasn't a spot, much less a blood spot, underneath. I showed him the other spot in front of the dressing room, and I took him to the fourth floor and showed him where I had found White and Denim a little before one the first time and about three the second time. Then I took him down into the basement and made a thorough search of the basement, and that included an examination of the elevator well, which was at the bottom of the elevator shaft. And I noticed Mr. Scott was foraging around down there, and he picked up two or three or maybe four articles and put them in his pocket, and one of them I specially noticed was a piece of cord exactly like that which had been found around the little girl's neck. We then went back, and I showed him where the officer said the slipper had been found, the hat had been found, and the little girl's body was located. I showed him everything that the officers had showed me. 338.